Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Lil Nugs Podcast. I believe this is episode number 8. Today, we won't be talking about SmackDown, because unfortunately, I did not see it, and I have nothing written down for it. So today, we're going to talk about Raw, NXT, and Elimination Chamber from last night, which I thought was a pretty decent pay-per-view. I just finished watching it earlier, because last night I had to work around 10 o'clock, so I stopped watching it between like 9:30, and then I finished watching it earlier, like maybe within 2 or 3 hours ago. Alright, so first things first, Monday Night Raw. Brock Lesnar comes out, the start of Raw, and of course, Paul Heyman's with him. Paul Heyman ends up talking about the WrestleMania match between him and Lesnar and Drew McIntyre. Talks about it, and then starts calling McIntyre a fraud. And then shortly after that, I believe Drew McIntyre came out, was, I believe, talking to Lesnar. Then shortly after that, Lesnar was about to go out of the ring, and then he kind of like faked it and started going after Drew McIntyre, and McIntyre ended up giving Lesnar a Claymore kick. Shortly after that, McIntyre went out of the ring and started going towards the back. At that point, Lesnar was selling, of course, the Claymore. And you heard, the crowd started doing the little song, you know, na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na, hey-hey-hey, goodbye. You started hearing that with the crowd. And then pretty much after Lesnar went all the way towards the ramp and looked back at the crowd, you saw in the background Drew McIntyre running back out and giving Lesnar another Claymore kick. And then I think after that, he gave him another Claymore kick. And then Drew McIntyre kind of picked up the title and raised it up above his head. So, will we see a new WWE champion at WrestleMania? Which, by the way, is now 4 weeks away. Just about 4 weeks away. I'm really, really, really looking forward to this. There's a lot of star power in this WrestleMania for sure this year. Alright, so pretty much after that, we had a tag match between the Street Profits and Rollins and Murphy for the Raw tag titles. I thought it was a pretty good match. I forget who pinned who, but Street Profits ended up getting the tag titles with also the assist of Kevin Owens, because he ended up coming out from the crowd, ended up giving Rollins a stunner, which gave... I believe Montez Ford was the one who pinned, I think, Rollins. But either way, the Street Profits are the tag champs. Alright. So next we're going to talk about is a match between Ricochet and Riddick Moss. That was for the 24/7 title. I guess that match was okay. that, you know, Riddick Moss ended up taking the win. It kind of sucks that pretty much after Ricochet faced Lesnar, he's kind of been I guess, I don't know if like, thrown in the back burner is the right way to say it, but, yeah, he's kind of like, not, I mean, I'm sure they'll find something for him. But, alright, after that, we had a match between AJ Styles and Aleister Black. But then, before that match even started, AJ Styles grabbed the microphone, and I guess he was talking about that there was, like, a contract or something where if whoever faces AJ Styles, you know, you have to face Carl Anderson first. Excuse me. So then, you know, it was Aleister Black and Carl Anderson. That was an okay match. Aleister Black ended up winning. Then AJ Styles grabbed, you know, microphone again, being like, well, now, before you go through me, now you have to face Luke Gallows. You know, that match kind of went okay, but fortunately, Gallows gets disqualified for, you know, not breaking the five count or whatever. And then after that, he faces AJ Styles, and Aleister Black is kind of beaten down at this point, and AJ Styles ended up winning. Yeah, I didn't really write down a lot for Monday Night Raw, but next we're going to talk about is Liv Morgan versus Ruby Riott, with Sarah Logan as the referee. Thought it was an okay match. I thought Sarah Logan did a pretty okay job as being the ref. She kind of went, she kind of did her both sides here. You know, if Liv Morgan was beating up Ruby too much, you know, Sarah Logan would kind of separate them. Same thing with Ruby Riott. Liv Morgan ended up taking the win, and then I believe after that, Sarah Logan kind of went after the both of them, because, you know, them two were, are in the, women's chamber match. Alright, so after that, we had, Kairi Sane versus Shayna Baszler, because I guess, unfortunately, she was scheduled... Baszler was I think, scheduled to face Asuka, but she had some, like, something up with her wrist. So Kairi Sane took her place. Shayna Baszler ended up taking the win by submission. Okay. Next, we had Rey Mysterio and Humberto Carrillo versus Angel Garza and Andrade. I thought this was a pretty good match. You know, these four guys are really talented, and they got really good chemistry. And I'm glad to say that Rey Mysterio and Humberto Carrillo got the win in this one. All right, now for the moment of truth. For weeks, we've had Randy Orton come out trying to explain his actions. You know, Edge coming back at Survivor Series was great. Him coming out on Monday Night Raw, kind of basically talking about that moment, you know, moments leading up to that. And then Randy Orton coming out, talking about, you know, telling Edge that he was the... You know, Edge was the guy that, you know, basically gave him a shot. You know, was always there for him and stuff like that. And talking about what ifs. And then that's when Randy Orton gave Edge an RKO. Started beating him up. You know, weeks after that, Matt Hardy came out, did the same thing, tried to get Randy's, tried to ask for, why Randy did what he did, took Matt Hardy out. Now, Beth Phoenix is in the mix. She came out wanting to give an update on Edge. Pretty much as soon as she said that, Randy Orton came out, started explaining, started talking about a whole bunch of stuff that I really don't remember exactly what was said, but he was actually giving an explanation on why he did what he did. And basically, he did what he had to do to keep Edge with his family. So, he did what he did so he could be a father, be a husband, and stuff like that. And, things got really, really heated, and you saw the emotion on Beth's face, and you saw how emotional Randy was getting. Next thing you know, we got what we really needed in this storyline. And it started out with Beth Phoenix slapping Randy Orton in the face. Then hang on here. Then, once Beth Phoenix slapped Randy Orton, Randy Orton then gave Beth Phoenix an RKO. And you saw you heard basically the crowd pretty much after that. Like, it was almost just as the same as Randy Orton giving an RKO to Edge. I really love when storylines become personal. Sometimes maybe a little too personal, but at the same time, it adds fuel to the fire, and it makes you want to tune in next week to see what happens. And tonight on Monday Night Raw, Edge is coming back on Raw. So I'm really, really, really interested in seeing what happens. Whether he comes out and starts ranting about what Randy Orton has been doing for the past few weeks, or just basically wanting to call out Randy Orton and just beat the living hell out of him. And then, we'll see. But all right, next, we're going to talk about NXT. NXT started off with a really great match. It was a steel cage match with Dakota Kai and Tegan Nox. But, this was a really great match. I enjoyed it. Unfortunately, Dakota Kai's sidekick, I think her name is Raquel Gonzalez, I think. She helped out Dakota Kai a little bit. At one point, Tegan Nox was escaping the cage, and then Dakota Kai was doing the same thing, but through the door. Then as soon as Tegan Nox got a little close to the door, because the door was already open, Raquel kind of pinned Tegan Nox pinned the door against Tegan Nox so she couldn't go anywhere, which made Dakota Kai escape the cage and win the match. Like I said, I thought it was a really great match. Next, we had a qualifying match for TakeOver Tampa. It was between Shotzi Blackheart and Chelsea Green. I guess it was an okay match. Chelsea Green took the win, which kind of no surprise there. I don't think Shotzi Blackheart had a shot or had a chance. Alright, so next we had Keith Lee coming out. And he was then interrupted by Cameron Grimes. Basically issues a challenge for Keith Lee for the North American title. He wants a shot. And then Keith Lee said that maybe talk to Regal and next week we can, he will get a shot. So maybe this Wednesday we'll end up seeing the match between Keith Lee and Cameron Grimes. Who knows? All right. After this match, we had a tag match between Undisputed Era and versus Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch. This was a decent match. The Bruiserweights ended up coming out, and they were talking about a rematch between them and Undisputed Era. And then Grizzled Young Veterans ended up attacking the Bruiserweights from behind. All that happened. So pretty much after that, we had a match between Swerve Scott and Austin Theory, which I thought was a pretty good match. Both were had good chemistry. They did some pretty good moves. Austin Theory ended up taking the win. This guy is pretty good. I like him. I mean, he's only like 22 years old, which is pretty crazy. I'm 27, so I'm older than him, and he's doing really great. So hopefully there's a really good future with him. Next, we had an interview with Johnny Gargano. It kind of went a little intense. Johnny Gargano started kind of attacking, what's his name, Mauro. He didn't really like physically attack him, but he got really, really close to him and started yelling at him in his face. And at that point, Mauro Ronaldo or something like that, I don't know. Mauro was getting pretty uncomfortable and ended up leaving the interview. So, like I said, this probably adds fuel to the fire in some way. And last match we're going to talk about, or basically, last match was another steel cage match. It had Roderick Strong, excuse me, versus Velveteen Dream. I thought it was an okay match. Roderick Strong oddly ended up getting the win, but the way he won it was like during the match, the rest of the Undisputed Era came out. And around that time, Velveteen Dream ended up pushing Roderick Strong out of the cage, which made Roderick Strong win the match. However, at one point, Adam Cole gets inside the cage. Once that happens, or once Velveteen Dream pushes Roderick Strong out of the cage, he closes the door and locks it, which allows, you know, him and Adam Cole to, you know, go at it, which ended up happening. Velveteen Dream ended up attacking Adam Cole. And then he pretty much went all the way up to the top of the cage with the NXT title and held it above his hand. So now you can see that there's going to be a chance or a shot between Adam Cole and Velveteen Dream for the NXT title. That is probably a possibility. We might be seeing that at TakeOver Tampa. We'll see. All right. Like I said, I did not write anything down for SmackDown. So we're going to skip SmackDown and go right into the Elimination Chamber match. That happened last night. All right. So I thought the Elimination Chamber was pretty... I thought it was a really good pay-per-view. With it being, you know, the last pay-per-view before WrestleMania, I thought it was pretty good. Started off with Daniel Bryan versus Drew Gulak. I thought the match was pretty good. There were some pretty good, shocking bumps that Daniel Bryan took where it, you know, we were all like wondering if he was going to be okay because, you know, he retired due to like a neck injury. So we're all worried about his neck. Daniel Bryan ended up winning by submission. Next, we had Andrade versus Humberto Carrillo. Thought that was a pretty decent match. Fortunately, which I would rather have this. Andrade ended up winning by pinfall. I'd rather have Andrade keep the U.S. title for a while. The next we had Street Profits versus Rollins and Murphy for the Raw Tag Titles. Thought it was a decent match. I thought it was pretty good. You know, four of them are pretty good together. The Street Profits ended up taking the win. with Montez Ford pinning Murphy. So they retain their titles. Next, we had... I'm not going in order of the way the matches happened. I'm going in the way I wrote down. After the tag match, we had AJ Styles versus Aleister Black in a no disqualification match. So right away, you knew Gallows and Anderson were going to get involved somehow. And that's exactly what happened. There was a certain point where both Gallows and Anderson attacked Aleister Black. AJ Styles was going to go on up the top rope to do his little phenomenal forearm. But right before AJ Styles did that, we heard the gong. The lights go out. We heard another gong. Lights came back on. The Undertaker was in the ring, having his two hands on Gallows and Anderson's throat. Then pretty much after that, he turned around. AJ Styles was about to go in the air for the phenomenal forearm. Undertaker caught AJ Styles, gave Styles a chokeslam. Gong hits again. Lights go out. The gong hits again. The lights turn back on. And Undertaker is nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be seen, nowhere to be found. The camera points to AJ Styles and Aleister Black. Aleister Black, I believe, gave AJ Styles the Black Mass. Aleister Black won by pinfall with the assist of Undertaker. You cannot tell me that this will not set up a match between AJ Styles and Undertaker at WrestleMania. You can't tell me that, because it's going to happen. And I guarantee you, on tonight on Raw, AJ Styles is going to issue that challenge. I guarantee you. Next, we had the Elimination Chamber match, or one of two. This was for the SmackDown tag titles. It had Miz and Morrison, who are your tag champs, Heavy Machinery, Lucha House Party, which is, I believe, Grand Metalik and what's that other guy's name? Not Kalisto. I forget the other guy's name. But yeah, Lucha House Party, the Usos, Ziggler and Robert Roode, and then the New Day. Thought this was a pretty good match. I really enjoyed it. You know, there were some pretty insane moves. You know, that everybody was doing. I know there was at one point, Otis was about to, run after Ziggler, because Ziggler was against one of the pods. Ziggler moved out of the way, and, Otis ended up pretty much slamming through the pod onto the floor, which was pretty insane. So the order of eliminations, the first one to get eliminated was Lucha House Party. The second to be eliminated was Heavy Machinery. The third to be eliminated happened to be Ziggler and Robert Roode. The fourth one to get eliminated ended up being the New Day. And then it basically came down between the Usos and your current tag champs, Miz and Morrison. And unfortunately, Miz and Morrison ended up winning the match, so they retained their tag titles. Then we ended up having a match. It was a 3-on-1 handicap match between Braun Strowman, Cesaro, Sami Zayn, and Nakamura. I unfortunately got this wrong. I ended up predicting that Braun ended up pinning Sami Zayn, but I didn't really see the rest of this match, but I saw the ending. And you have a new Intercontinental Champion, and that is Sami Zayn. I think it's about time Sami Zayn finally has a title around his waist. It's been a very long time since he had a title. So I'm kind of glad to see that Sami Zayn finally has that moment where he's finally a champion. You know, he finally has a title. Okay. So last one was the second Elimination Chamber match, which was the Raw Women's Chamber match, and whoever wins this, excuse me, faces Becky Lynch at WrestleMania. We had Natalia, Liv Morgan, Shayna Baszler, Asuka, Ruby Riott, and Sarah Logan. I believe the first one to get eliminated in this match was Sarah Logan. I believe the second one, if I'm not mistaken, was either Ruby Riott. I think it was Ruby Riott. And then I think after that was Liv Morgan. And Liv Morgan, man, I hope she's okay. Because Shayna Baszler kind of like freaking tossed her to, you know, kind of did the little, I don't even know what you call that move, but she like swung Liv Morgan into one of those pod things and it like freaking hit her head. So I'm hoping she's okay. Then I believe after, I think Ruby Riott got eliminated second in the matter of like 60 seconds between her and Sarah Logan, because Shayna Baszler ended up just doing the submitting to the both of them, and then they did the same thing to Liv Morgan. So yeah, Sarah Logan got eliminated first, then it was Ruby Riott, then Liv Morgan, then Natalia, and it came down between Shayna Baszler and Asuka. Asuka put up a pretty good fight, but unfortunately, Shayna Baszler submitted Asuka, so we are going to be getting Shayna Baszler versus Becky Lynch at WrestleMania, which is a no-brainer because it was obvious we were going to get this. I don't think anybody else had a shot. All right, so that is it for today's episode of Little Nugs Podcast. As usual, if you want to hear what I have to say, if you want to hear more episodes, look my podcast up on Spotify. I'm also on, of course, I'm recording this on Anchor, so you could look me up on Anchor. And my podcast is also on the Google Podcast app. So feel free to look me up. Share, you know, listen. If you like it, share with your friends, family, relatives, whoever you want to share it with. Every Monday I'm going to be doing an episode. So stay tuned for episode number 9, which happens next Monday. Have a good one, guys.